This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, and kindle within us the fire of your love. Take our minds and think through them. Take our lips and speak through them. Take our hearts and souls and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. Please be seated. So I have this letter to read to you today. Before I do, I just want to make sure we understand what the scene is for today. 43 days ago was Easter Sunday. 43 days ago. Jesus came back to life, right? And for 40 days, he appeared on the earth to hundreds and hundreds of people. And then just 3 days ago, on Thursday, Ascension Thursday, we celebrated that 40 days after Easter, he ascended into heaven, just disappeared from their sight. And then he promised them that the Holy Spirit would come. So now we've got this 9-day stretch, this novena time between Ascension and this coming Sunday. 9 days between then and what we call Pentecost Sunday. So it's this waiting period, trusting in the Lord. So this is a letter from a woman that was a follower of Jesus, and she's writing to Jesus. Dear Jesus, I hope somehow you can hear me now that you're in heaven. It's really hard to wait. Hard to wait, but here we are, your friends and followers, your precious mother Mary, and your brothers and sisters. We're all here just waiting. It's so sad about Judas and what he did. But we now have Matthias, so we have 12 apostles again. We're all here waiting because I think we finally get it, Lord. We know we can trust you. I know it wasn't always that way, but when we first met you, except for your mom and brothers and sisters, we were just ordinary people going about our everyday lives, fishing and messing up and homemaking and tax collecting. You called us to follow you, and there was just something about you that pulled us in. Something peaceful and true, and you were so radical and exciting and so compassionate. We dropped everything and we followed you everywhere. We left our families and our homes, our jobs and our friends. We watched you heal the sick, and you told us to do likewise. We listened and learned from your wonderful storytelling. Then when the politicians got jealous, we became fearful, except for your mom and a few of the women. Fearful because they wanted you gone, and they had an army. They were jealous because you started to have such a huge following, and you broke their rules, like healing and finding food for us on the Sabbath day. They said it was against the rules, but you knew better. Yeah, we pretended not to know you when the real heat came down. We were hiding in the crowd when they put you on trial, and they gave you the death penalty for no reason except you loved others so much. I guess we were afraid they'd do the same to us, and so we denied you. We hid out until the crowds went away. But then you died on that cross. You died, and we were so sad. Some of us got together to comfort each other. Some of us just went back to work. Nothing was the same. We didn't remember that you'd told us you would die and then come back to life on the third day. We forgot. Even though you told us more than once, we weren't paying attention. And if any of us did remember, we doubted you. And then on the morning of the third day, when a few of us went to the tomb, the stone was gone, and so were you. And Mary Magdalene saw you in the garden and came running and told us you were alive. And then you appeared to us. Why hadn't we believed you? You walked right through the walls to get to us, and you weren't even mad. You just told us, peace be with you. And you didn't just appear to us. You appeared to hundreds of other people. And so many believed in you then. And then you started to tell us goodbye again. You spent so much time with us. We were hoping it wasn't true. And you told us that you would have to leave us, but not to worry, because the Holy Spirit would come. You told us to stay together and to wait. And that when the Holy Spirit came, the power of the Holy Spirit would work within us and through us and among us. You said that once you were gone, it would be up to us to carry on, to be the mission of God in action, to heal and feed the hungry, free the oppressed, comfort the lonely, the poor, speak the truth to power in the name of love. While you were talking to us, you blessed us, and then just like that, there was this cloud, and you were lifted out of our sight and taken up into heaven. But you know, I've been thinking, you gave us this prayer to pray with those words in it, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So maybe heaven is and will be right here on earth. You told us you'd be with us always, so that means you're here now. We just don't have the eyes to see you yet. So yeah, we're waiting all right. And it's amazing, but we feel safe because that prayer you prayed just before you left us, you remember, the one you prayed to your dad, you called him your daddy. We couldn't believe that. Imagine God being so personal and loving that we could call him daddy. Anyway, in that prayer before you died, such a horrible death, you asked God to protect us from the evil one, and we really do feel protected. You told us you are holy, and you declared that we are holy too. You know what else I was thinking? I love it that I can just pray to you like this and that it's just a conversation between us, so personal and safe. I can only imagine how it will be, how it'll feel for the people in generations to come, like 2,000 years from now, maybe 2015 or something. They'll really know about you and the Holy Spirit. Maybe even read this letter and the other ones that they've begun to circulate. I wonder if they'll get it, or if they ever doubt you like we did. I pray that they'll hear the prayers you prayed as being not only for us, but for them too. How you want us to have your joy, to know your love in this world. Healing, fear, anxiety, depression, resentment, hopelessness. They'd have to get it by then, right? They'll be living the way you taught us to live, loving and caring for each other. How blessed they will be to live in your peace. I'll bet it's going to be such a beautiful heaven on earth world by then. It's still hard to wait, Lord. We know you said you were with us always, and we do believe you. It's just that we miss you with skin on. I guess we're the ones now with that skin on. Give us your faith, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Thank you, Jesus of Nazareth, or now I guess I say, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Love me. Amen.